Edius per Gibel Mishnah Vav 3:6. We have the last of the machloks between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim. Rabbi Dosa again is the Makel. The topic here is a woman who is a Kohenes, meaning either her father is a Kohen or her husband is a Kohen. So the deal is that let's say a woman is married to a Kohen. So her father wasn't a Kohen, but when she's married to a Kohen, she becomes part of his household, and she's allowed to eat truma as part of his household, just as his children can eat truma as part of his household, and as even as whatever, slaves and animals, everyone, the household can eat truma, even though the wife here is not a Kohen or Kohenis, but or Bas Kohen, she still could eat it. The thing is that a Kohen cannot marry or stay married to a woman who has a halachic status of being a zona, and that would mean, amongst other things, a woman who was violated by a non-Jew. Now, the question is, what happens if a woman was held, like kidnapped by non-Jews? Do we assume they violated her or not? The halacha is, the chachamim, the halacha is, yes, we assume the worst, midrabanan, and therefore she becomes like a zona, and therefore she can't stay married to her husband, the Kohen, or she's a bas Kohen, she's still a zona, and she no longer can eat truma. Okay? But we don't know if that happened. So Reb Dosa, the lenient opinion, not la halacha, says, well, since we don't know what happened, we will not assume the worst, and we will still let her to eat her truma. So that's the gist of the Mishnah. The way the Mishnah actually plays out basically says that so the Chacham say it depends. If the question is, can a woman held kidnapped and held captive eat truma? The answer is, they say it depends, but that's misleading. It doesn't depend. The answer is, no, she can't. The only case where it would depend is if something else happened in terms of the story, which is the only way that we know this woman was held hostage by these non-Jews was she told us. She's the source of the information. So then there's a general rule, which is if she says, I was held hostage, I was kidnapped, but they did not violate me. So that's called hapesha asar, hu hapesha hiter, the very same little mouth, meaning the source of information by which we would say that she's restricted, is the very same source of information that says she isn't restricted, that permits her to eat truma, because she's telling you, I'm telling you I was kidnapped, but I'm also telling you that I wasn't violated. So since we only have her to rely on, and we can't, you know, if we're taking her testimony, we believe it all equally, and therefore, although we believe her that she says that she was kidnapped, we also believe her she wasn't violated, and such a woman could still eat truma. But in general, a woman who's kidnapped couldn't, and certainly if we have a woman who we know by other witnesses was kidnapped, so then even if she insists that she wasn't violated mid Rabbana, we assume that she was, and therefore she'll be forbidden to eat truma. And that will be the halacha of the Chacham and the halacha lamaisa. Anyways, the mission says, inside, hashavuya, a woman who's been held hostage, ocheles betruma, divrei Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says, we don't assume the worst, we assume she's okay, and therefore she continued to eat truma afterwards. The Chacham omrim, yeshavua ocheles, v'yeshavua she'ena ocheles. The Chacham say, well, it depends. What does it depend? Ketzad? Ha'isha sha'amraj nishbeisi utahorani. If there's a woman who says, I'm telling you guys, you should know, I was held captive by Gentiles, but nothing happened, then ocheles, she could still eat. She'apesha asr hu'apesha hiter, because the very same mouth source information that says she should be restricted is the one that says she is not restricted, she is permitted. V'im yesh edem she'nishbeis, but however, if there are witnesses who tell us that she was held captive, so we know that information regardless of her testimony. So now we don't have this pesha asahu pesha hitcha logic, and therefore, even if v'hiyo meres tahora ani, if she insists she's innocent, still eino ocheles, she may not eat truma because we assume the worst from the rabbanim. We assume that she was violated. That's the assumption. That's what the non-Jews would do to her as a captive, and therefore she's restricted and forbidden from eating truma, and that would be the halacha.